I'm going to say this as straight as I possibly can. I am begging you, if you're a parent and you've got kids there, that this subject is just too upsetting for your young children. Please get them out of the room or change the station. We urge you to exercise parental discretion.
Hey, Uncle, how much you give me for this radio, huh? Now, this hot little old radio, man, is worth plenty of rubles, man. It's got lots of juice. You got shortwave, police call, boats. Late at night, man, you get out of space. Come on, Uncle, just make me an offer. Now, this is a $100 radio, man. It's got a clear tone. Boy, that's clear as a mother's old bell. Let me see. Come on, baby. Show the man your power, baby. Blast him! Give him some of that tone! Oh, man. You radio, you mother!
Hey, Jim, what about TV? Do you like TV?
What? New thing, Jim. A television. Oh, pictures.
Yeah!
No pictures.
Why not?
Everything these days is pictures. Pictures and a lot of noise. Nobody even knows how to talk. Just grunt at each other.
Babies that were sacrificed for Satan.
I will probably have nightmares tonight about it.
From the nightmares, to the running around the room when they disclose, to the latching on, to the crying and saying, Mommy, 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 don't go out, because if you go out, they're going to kill you. Threats, intimidation, fear.
Now, if you're going to stay cool, you got to wail. You got to put something down. You got to make some jive. Don't you know what I'm talking about?
Well, that's all I'm saying.
You're a bad man. You're a very bad man.
Rejection of parental values. Unusual interest in books on Satanism, black magic, or witchcraft. Obsession with rock music groups using satanic symbols or references. Rejection of friends. Preference for being alone. Meditation, chanting, use of new vocabulary.
Is it the force of evil? Does it disrupt? Is it a force for everything negative?
There's two kind of laws, honey. One for the rich, and one for the poor.
He sees all and knows all. He's wise. He's kind. He is fair. He loves truth and goodness.
Listen, you screwheads. Here is a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the dogs, the filth. Here is someone who stood up.
I don't even know my own opening. Anyway, I'm here with Andy Breckman, and we will be taking all of your phone calls today at 201-678-7743 and compiling a list. A list of what? A list of who you think shot JFK. Today on Aerial View. It was 28 years ago, Andy. So
28 years ago, and it was a Friday.
And it was a Friday.
As tonight is.
So let's, of course, have our little musical interlude and come screaming right back.
Senator Kennedy has been shot.
All right, we're back on Aerial View, WFMU of Psychology, starring me and Andy. Andy, what are you calling your show nowadays? It's on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock.
And the title of the month, at least, is 7-Second Delay.
Seven-Second Delay.
That's, what do you think?
I like fluff better. I think you could call
it. Well, fluff is sort of doesn't even have to be stated. That's assumed that it's sort of fluff.
And it's a wonderful show. You know, basically, would you say on the Hollywood beat or?
Well, I guess we occasionally will discuss show business. I haven't really locked into any particular niche. I'm still learning. Which fader button operates which microphone.
Well, you can
microphone.
Watch me today as I do this.
I'm sitting here. I'm taking notes. I'm at your feet.
Learn from me.
As always.
Now, the reason we're here is to talk about what happened 28 years ago, November 22nd. And it was, as you mentioned earlier, on a Friday.
Right. Where were you?
I was
Uncle Chris?
Probably at that point running into a wall. I was probably just learning to walk. Do you learn to walk when you're a year old?
You're 29. Yeah, I guess you're trying. I've heard you really didn't walk. You've told me off the air that you were really 9 before you really had walking down.
Yes, this is true. I was probably too young to remember the impact.
But
of the
I,
whole
was,
thing.
I was, eight, and I remember third grade, and school stopped, and our teachers explained that something had happened.
Something
to the president.
Horrible had happened.
Something horrible had happened, and I guess eight, either I was just out of the loop, as we say, or was too young. It didn't really sink in until years and years later, the consequences of.
But everyone remembers where they were.
They do. Well, of course, you were young, but now what other events? Robert Kennedy, of course. I think people that was the middle of the night, at least on the East Coast.
Right. We just played a little bit of that. The scene at his assassination, because we don't have any tape of the scene at John F. Kennedy's assassination. But the thing is that it still has this grasp on this country, and most recent polls show that. More Americans are in favor of reopening the investigation into his death than at any other time in history.
Yes, passion certainly
since
run
happened,
deep.
Yeah.
Now, one of my questions tonight would be...
And you're here to talk about the Oliver Stone angle on this whole thing.
Yeah, that will, of course, be, I think, topic number one among conspiracy buffs. Oliver Stone's movie JFK will be released soon. And
how many millions of dollars on this
I think
thing?
It's a $40 million investment. Yeah. And then plus much more to promote it and distribute it. And it's a big investment, a big gamble. And I think Jim Garrison and that whole aspect of the story is going to be highlighted in weeks to come. I would love to talk to people about Jim Garrison. I don't know. I mean, I've heard some conspiracy buffs call him a hero, and then others call him an embarrassment. And I guess there are still others that might call him a dupe.
Well,
so that's,
call
it's
us.
Interesting.
Speaking
call
of
us.
Calling, 201-678-7743 is the number here. Because what Andy and I will be doing throughout the course of the show is just compiling a list of who you believe was behind the JFK assassination, because I'd really like to try to have a central sort of receiving area for all of the various assassination theories. And we could just start with, of course, the single bullet theory. I mean, the Warren Commission.
The conspiracy of one, the Warren Commission.
Right, the conspiracy.
Oswald, a lone.
The lone assassin. Let's
the lone
call it
assassin?
The, let's call it the lone. I'm writing as we're speaking. So
now, I have to say, of all the theories that I've heard in my life, and
how do you spell assassin anyway?
I'd say killer.
okay.
This lone assassin, to me, until proven otherwise, will remain to me the theory of choice. I'm a skeptic here. I guess I'm here as your devil's advocate.
You are the diabolus advocatus.
But my mind is open, and our lines are open, and I'd be glad to talk. Another question I have, you know, it's true that people are calling for a reinvestigation, but who would people trust to handle that investigation? The House, among conspiracy buffs, the Warren Commission and the House investigation in the 70s, blew it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So who would conduct this? Who would they? Who would everyone agree could conduct this?
Ralph Nader.
Ralph Nader is now. That's would they? Would they accept Ralph Nader?
Because he could conduct an investigation on the safety of the Lincoln Continental while he was doing an investigation on exactly what happened that fateful day. In Dealey Plaza.
Yeah, 90% of his report would deal with.
I heard while I was driving here a blurb on a commercial radio station for this Nightline tonight. Ted Koppel apparently is going to be going on the air tonight with some news from Soviet intelligence that proves or shows that Oswald did not act alone.
I think it. He got near. I only read the Time story and not even all of that. He got apparently very close to the files in Moscow on Oswald, but was not allowed to read the files. So what he has are
What, they like hold him up like flash
apparently,
cards?
Apparently, they said he got within 10 feet of the biggest story of his life. So I don't know if like people were holding Cobble by the ankle.
Now, this would really make somebody famous. I mean, worldwide, if someone got the definitive like story.
But if the theory is that Oswald was an American-run agent, then what could the Soviets offer this story except for their own impressions? If he was a Soviet agent, I guess, or somehow run out of, Castro was running him out of New Orleans or whatever, then I guess the Soviets would have something to offer.
And this is where the Garrison fellow comes in.
Garrison was a New Orleans district attorney who in 1967 actually brought murder charges against a New Orleans businessman, Clay Shaw, who he claimed was seen with Oswald and paid Oswald. It was a CIA
All right, so
operation.
We're on to our second conspiracy theory behind the JFK assassination, that the CIA was behind it. We could add FBI to this as well.
I guess when you say CIA, you have to include the Secret Service Dallas, I would guess. And who else was involved? Who was there, somebody switching autopsy reports? Of course, we've heard this. Somebody switching bodies, I think, is one popular theory now. I think that was in...
switching heads.
Postulated in the book Best Evidence.
Did anybody talk about switching heads? Oh, what about who we can eliminate? We know Marilyn Monroe didn't do it because she was dead by then.
That's a whole other show.
Eliminate her from that. Peter Lawford, the Rat Pack, any...
Sammy Davis Jr. and Peter Lawford can be crossed off your list.
And we know that the president himself was not despondent over something like back pain or whatever.
He didn't take
his own life.
You mean have himself heavily insured first to make sure Jackie would be well taken care of.
Now, the one interesting
part is that I think in the Oliver Stone movie, the motive is always interesting in any murder, and particularly this one. And I believe the motive that is most popular now seems to be that Kennedy was assassinated to make the war in Vietnam possible. This, I believe, will be the theory that Oliver Stone postulates.
In what way was Kennedy standing in the way of the war in Vietnam?
That is a very good question, and perhaps some
that's
listeners...
That's why I asked it.
Well, you're the best at that. Perhaps, and you've invited the wrong guest for definitive answers. But
let me grab this call. Wait a minute. We have someone who wants to add to this discussion. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hello, Chris. This is Joe calling.
Hi, Joe. Joe Alt, and I want to say congratulations on your new baby, by the way.
Baby Jane. She's sleeping in the other room. She just grunted.
That's very nice.
This is her first. Your show is her first experience with the Kennedy assassination theory. If I didn't know any better, I would have thought that Orrin Hatch assassinated him because he's a Kennedy assassination freak himself. But he's into character assassination. But on A&E, there's been this show that's been being reviewed over and over again that mentions a person named David and another person named Michelle who live in France. Is it?
Yeah.
And there's evidently been a discussion and a video featuring characters who have been identified as witnesses of the assassination and who have also said that the true assassin uses exploding bullets and was on the grassy knoll, and that there were three separate assassins, and a fourth bullet was found lodged in the curbing near the overpass. Now, like, I don't know exactly who did the video. I've seen it like three times already.
Did you hear anything about this, Andy? Have you?
No, this is new to me. These are witnesses who were in Dallas.
Yeah, there were several witnesses. One was a lady with blonde hair that was featured. There was another lady that took a Polaroid shot of the grassy knoll area, and they computer enhanced it and found a puff of smoke and a man with a uniform and apparently a badge, who allegedly shot at the president from the grassy knoll with a rifle. There was also in this program, there was a person who was about 15 yards from this tree who remembers a report. He was on leave from the armed forces, and he hit the ground because he thought that it was random fire. And because of the history of this, he saw this photograph, and he said, "I believe that I was a person that was standing 15 feet away from this assassin." And they went on during the course of the...
Is it possible, Joe,
Just stay with me on this. Is it possible that some overzealous Dallas policeman who heard shots ringing out from the Texas Book Depository began firing in that direction or just unloaded their revolvers or in some other way discharged their weapons because they were, you know, in fear that they were under fire? Is that possible?
Well, I don't know that anybody was in fear of being under fire. The man that was on leave indicated that he hit the ground as a natural reflex, but he more or less was defending himself, himself as a being in the.
I hear Cato in the background. These are friends of the show, by the way.
Oh,
you want
great,
me to put
okay.
her on the speakerphone?
Well, sure. I mean, you could both get on the speakerphone and hello.
Hi, Cato. Cato said, just keep continuing talking because
okay.
She's just feeding me information that she recalls.
All right.
Other people, there was another film. There was the Zapruder film. Is that the pronunciation?
Zapruder.
And yeah. There was another film that was confiscated by the FBI and has never been seen. This is all allegations on this film. It's a really matter-of-fact film. I've actually seen the video personally.
What now? Is this to be aired on A&E or it already was?
It has been aired on A&E for about the last month. They've been.
About a month ago,
yeah.
You would be convinced in the evidence that they have. It's a very convincing film, and it's backed up by facts.
And you know, some of the people that they interview in the film, the detective that was escorting Oswald out of the county jail, was one of the people that was interviewed as well. And all of the people that there were witnesses on this video, they were so credible that it seems like it would be more impossible to put a video together like this A&E show than it would be to make up any other conspiracy about being a disgruntled bookstore worker.
All right, so let's write this.
Oswald was.
Let's write this down now. David and Michelle, or David and Michelle.
David and Michelle.
David, I believe.
David.
So they've
French pronunciation.
They've taken refuge in France to avoid government hit squads, I guess.
Yeah, that's.
Or just because they like Jerry Lewis films.
Oh, yeah, or Mickey Rourke now.
See, okay. The wildest thing about all this is they show photographs of these people. They discuss the case with somebody who's in a prison on heroin charges, and I know that there's a lot of people that.
The reason seems to be the reason for assassination.
This is funny.
The reason for assassination, they.
Which is, of course, a French word, right?
Okay, now wait. So, wait, there was a motive given in this show?
Yes, the motive is Kennedy's interference with the heroin trade in New Orleans.
That is something I've never heard. Okay.
And the person that they feel probably ordered the assassination to get Kennedy out of the way was, I can't remember his name, but he was like the Don of the Mafia of
Andy
New
Breckman.
Orleans at the time.
No, my name has never come up. My name was mentioned in the Warren Commission report just a couple times, but it was
and,
about.
Ironically, the men that did this assassin were paid off with heroin.
Yeah, they were paid with heroin and not with cash, and they were all.
Oh, you can always count on heroin junkies to keep quiet for 30 years. And I'm skeptical about you know, just that motive just strikes me as sort of weird. Why go after the president? Aren't there local police and prosecution sort of officials to go after?
Well, I think, you know, there's the film I've watched a couple times, and it's a long film, but I think if you saw it, probably more of your questions would be answered than
well,
I.
Okay, well,
if
we have to keep
again,
an eye out for this.
If it's
right?
on again, I certainly will
if
go out
If it's on
my
again,
way
tape it.
Hey, listen.
I will.
No, I can get a copy of this video. Like, I've had it in my possession before it was even broadcast.
This sounds
on
explosive
television.
Is the only word to use for it.
It sounds great. I don't know if it. Now, was this recently put together or.
No, this was
together about two years ago.
Right.
Yeah, 1989, I think. It was supposed to be aired on another anniversary. See, the thing about this video is it was never shown in the United States, and they didn't have any buyers, and it wasn't released. And the version I saw was before it was released to the market, and I can't even tell you where I got it from, because, like, technically, you know, like if
you
the
was,
person that
okay.
gave it to me was somebody that edits things, transcribes things from video, and
well, let me get,
I just saw it because
Joe,
of
let
that
me get, let me give out the number here again
because your show is that topic.
Okay,
I think it's just as credible as.
Joe?
The Garrison report is one thing, but you know, like, and then there's other theories.
This one
Joe?
Is extremely credible.
Joe, let me give out the number here again. It's 201-678-7743, and we've just had another theory added to our list. JFK's interference in the heroin trade.
In the Louisiana heroin trade.
Okay.
I'll get together with you guys. If you ever want to see the video, just give me a call, Chris, and I'll make it available.
No,
okay.
We can watch it on Thanksgiving Day.
That's
what
very
we
nice.
Did a couple years ago. We did replays of the point of impact. It sounded like a football game. in our house, like I was in the kitchen, like preparing Thanksgiving dinner. And in the background, there's all this cheering and everything. Not cheering. Well, let's just say they were shouting and gasps.
Uh-huh.
I thought they were watching a football game, but what they were doing is re-showing the point of impact to show exactly what position Kennedy was in and that he fell back, indicating that he was shot from the front, not from the rear.
Okay.
And that's the major point of this show in the first place.
I just have to, one other point was they wanted to go to the point in the world where the best assassins come from, which were in Asia. But these people that they approached in Asia, they felt it wouldn't be a good idea because Dallas being a pretty predominantly white area, they didn't want to stick people in of another nationality or color at the time.
Now, was part of this theory, I'll just ask a quick question, that Oswald was a patsy, was set up as sort of a fall guy?
Yes, and you know, another thing, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
My own personal opinion after watching this video, I really don't know if this is true, but my opinion is maybe Mr. Oswald's house was a safe house because they also allege that the assassin stayed in town for 4 days until the heat died down.
Okay.
And they got into the whole theory about Ruby and all of that, but you know, like someday I'll see if I can secure the
I want to see this tape. Joe, we have to... Joe, we're going to take another call. We got two
okay,
other
we'll
lines
ringing. I'll talk to you later. Good show. Take care.
Thanks. We have another couple of lines ringing here. Hello. Who shot JFK?
Well, before I give you my theory, let me just add on to what was being said a little earlier. There is another videotape out there which has not been shown in America called The Killing of America, which features the Zapruder film, and I think it features that footage. Well, I know it features other footage of the assassination. In fact, it's like a close-up of Kennedy in the car, and it's really graphic, and that could be the FBI footage that they're talking about. But anyway, it's called The Killing of America. It was...
And who do they say was behind it?
Well, they never did say. They just glorified in the
actual
footage.
Can we add Cuban nationalists to this list, Andy?
Well, Cuban nationalists you hear, and of course you hear anti... Of course, you also hear agents from Cuba.
Oh, right, because, well, the Cuban nationalists, because of their big letdown in the Bay of Pigs, that Kennedy had totally abandoned them, and they felt abandoned.
Right.
And were just really macho guys that were very upset.
But, of course, someone saying that it was Cuba's revenge for Bay of Pigs and various assassination attempts would make the hiring of Oswald seem somewhat logical. He was involved in the Fair Play for Cuba committee and was allegedly trying to get to Cuba.
Okay.
And was denied entry to Cuba.
Did he think maybe this would make him a big shot with Castro? If he could fly to Cuba and say, hey, I just shot John F. Kennedy.
It's my theory. We're talking about a guy that hated his life and wasn't thinking very much beyond November 22nd.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know what other conspiracy theorists would say. I think when you're talking about guys like this or Hinckley, and I know the phones are going to light up now, or Squeaky From, you don't have to go too deep, you know, to find, you know, the passions that drive these people are just deep and psychotic,
country are just so aghast at the idea of a single person, like, bringing a country to its knees that we have to invent all of this
complicated
stuff? I think
that has a lot to do with it. It's hard to imagine that such a horrible act could just be a guy on the sixth floor of a building. I think that these conspiracy theories are fueled by other things as well. I think, well, for one thing, it's a whole industry now. We were talking before the show about there was a convention recently, you know, a big convention. I would love...
An assassination convention.
An assassination convention, and these assassination books sell pretty briskly, and as you know, this JFK movie will be a big thing, and Rush to Judgment was an enormous bestseller. So... you know, I think it's a big industry now, and everyone has their own theory. And it's always interesting, just from putting a puzzle together kind of point of view.
But I still haven't seen like a lighter in the shape of Kennedy's head where you flip the top and the flame comes out. There's no merchandising. I mean, will there be any Oliver Stone merchandising?
That's a very good question. I would actually love if a listener has attended that assassination convention. I would love to
assassination ask, memorabilia. Yeah,
would ask. That's one of the questions I'd love to ask.
Okay, let me. Thanks, caller.
But wait a minute. One thing also on this video, the interview with Sirhan Sirhan.
Yeah, the thing is, I don't want to talk about videos. That doesn't help us here to talk about
Did Sirhan mention Jack Kennedy?
No, but see, the whole thing is, you think about a theory or about a conspiracy with someone like Sirhan Sirhan, when you actually see them talk, and you realize that the guy is basically nuts.
Yeah.
And, you know, it kind of takes all the fun out of it. The fact that Oswald's dead... makes it real easy to...
Listen, I think nuts is a real derogatory term. I mean, people with mental illness should not be referred to as nuts. If it's anything, they're bonkers, okay?
Yeah, but some guys, though...
But I know what you mean. Because Oswald never stood trial, you know, the door is wide open to anyone and everyone with a theory, and some are more plausible than others,
I think. Thanks, caller.
I'll just hint at my theory. If you just look, Oswald's mother's maiden name is DiMaggio. And I'll let it go at that. DiMaggio.
Say no more.
I'm sorry. We lost a call there. If you'd like to call back, it's 201-678-7743.
My
Sometimes
fault.
It
I
takes
just,
us a while to
I
get
I babble
to
on. It's
I know.
Fault.
I've heard your show. Hello. Welcome to the air.
Hello. Yes. Well, first of all, are all the listeners going to be invited on Thanksgiving Day to go over
To your friend's house?
Yeah.
To Joe and Kato's house? They just had a child. You don't want to go over there. They don't want people trampling through their living room.
Oh, okay.
With their new baby.
The listeners can assemble outside at the living room window.
Yeah, Joe will put the TV out on the fire escape and tilt it downwards so people could stand on 7th Avenue and look up.
Now, the Zapruder film. The Zapruder film is something I guess will be shown all over tonight on TV. You'd see it again. And Ted Koppel's show tonight will, I think, be an interesting show.
I really am thinking of just being home. I was going to go out, but I'm really thinking of just being home to see this. Well, I got to see this, you know. I'm an assassination
buff. Well, some of us don't have TVs. We depend on WFMU to bring us the world.
So. Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
Now, do you have a theory?
You haven't even mentioned the Mafia yet.
Oh, the Mafia.
Now, why would the Mafia...
And the Cubans, because the Cubans
were helping
supply the drugs from South America to the Mafia in New Orleans and other places.
Okay.
Now, the Mafia connection that I've heard mentioned most frequently is that the Mafia was under contract to the CIA.
Wasn't there a Don that was upset that he was sharing Marilyn Monroe with JFK, or that he was sharing some?
Yeah. Are you serious?
Was it Judith Exner? Who's
but
the?
But now people that believe that will have to answer this question now. The code of silence, as John Gotti can tell you,
is this the thing from Get Smart? The cone of silence.
No, the mafia code of silence seems to just not be working. People are. Underbosses are testifying against everyone, and mafia guys are writing books now. And you know, if it was a mafia operation, you know, you have to explain to me why we haven't seen these guys.
I don't think mafia. I got my own theory, but thanks for calling.
Okay, we'll wait till near the end of the show for to tell your theory.
Hello, welcome to the air. Who shot JFK?
Yeah. Well, I'm sitting here reading the Voice, listening to FMU. You know, I don't trust the government. My vote is for like CIA. But my answer is more in the form of a question. This this other bullet, point of entry, falling back in the car thing.
Yeah.
Big point of the discussion. You know, trying to knock out the single bullet theory. Was the car moving? Was Lincoln moving at the time?
11 miles an hour.
So wouldn't he naturally fall backwards?
Well, people have said because you know JFK was wearing a neck brace. It was a war wound.
Mm-hmm.
That the Warren Commission official, the official explanation is, true, he was shot from behind, but because of the velocity of the car and the neck brace, his head did fall back.
You have to see this, though, because Andy's demonstrating the way his head...
I do. Well, I twitch anyway, so you never know what I'm doing. But I was addressed. And you know,
is it true, as Lenny Bruce said, that Jackie was just hauling ass? Is that true?
That Jackie was... You mean basically what, she was
leaping over the rear of the car trying to get the hell out of there?
There's some recent footage. I always thought she was bailing, but...
I understood she was...
Going for the head. I heard
going for the head. There were parts of hair.
Rude.
Oh, man, no.
Yeah, I thought she was bailing, but I heard she's going for the head.
What did she think they were going to do with it?
But you know what?
Like a classic thing, like you cut off your finger, save the finger, you know?
You know what? Your mind just turns off, and you can't hold... anyone responsible for their actions. When the
really
guy sitting next to you's head explodes, I think, you know, it's every man for himself.
Yeah.
You know, there's no real... You could look in every etiquette book in the country, and there's no chapter on how to behave yourself.
When your husband's head's blown off.
When your husband's head's blown off.
No, I wouldn't...
Yeah, you're in uncharted territory there.
All right.
Well, she looked good doing it, though.
Oh, no.
That's the only thing I've seen is the life pictures. That's it.
The life, right, when frame for frame. I think Look magazine is what you're referring to. Look magazine bought the Zapruder film, the rights to the Zapruder film, and ran it frame by frame shortly after the assassination.
I saw that too, yeah. That's right.
It was the money that Zapruder made.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So he added the Mafia to our list, and, you know, I also...
Now, the Mafia...
I've heard from people who think that the gunman was shooting for John Connolly. the governor of Texas.
Well, see, that to me just this just flies in the face of logic. You don't wait for the president to come to take your shot
at
John Conner.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yes, right. I have one theory I heard.
By the way, it's 6:30 on WFMU. You're listening to Aerial View. My guest is Andy Breckman. And, of course, we're talking about who shot John F. Kennedy. So you were saying...
Yes, I've heard one theory that I have not heard of since I left my former home in Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
And it involves a Air Force pilot who had gone around Las Vegas doing lectures and even on local TV news programs with proof. First, his main focus was on how the government was in contact with aliens for the past 40 years.
Oh, aliens did it now?
Write that down, Chris.
Okay, aliens? And we had proof that there's a secret government organization that was in charge of these alien contacts. Mm-hmm. And
you mean like the Project Blue Book people?
No, more sinister than
like
that.
Like Purple Book? Project Purple Book or something?
Anyways, he also had proof that the Kennedy assassination was also involved with this secret government alien organization.
Now, why?
Now, do you mean that these were government officials investigating aliens, or do you mean these were aliens that were walking
officials.
Among us, were passing for human?
Possibly.
Was Kennedy an alien who had gone astray?
No,
to be eliminated.
No, I'm not making this up. There's actually a person in Las Vegas that was going around with this information, and he also would, during these lectures, would show the Zapruder film frame by frame, and his theory was that the driver. Assassinated Kennedy, and he would show...
That is the greatest theory I've ever heard. He would show, driver of the car?
Evidence that the driver turned around and fired directly into Kennedy's head.
You mean like at the end of Dog Day Afternoon?
Yeah.
I love that. Boy, you'd think people would notice that or have mentioned
you
that earlier.
You think Jackie would have noticed that.
Yeah, or the governor.
Yeah.
He's been keeping secret about it. So.
You've got to put that on the list.
Okay, so the driver. We have two more suggestions for
and
this
And what
man.
Would his motive be? Kennedy was a bad tipper?
No,
it's because Kennedy kept saying, slow down, damn it. You know, and he was just like, the chauffeur was like, the hell with this guy.
Backseat driver.
No. Andy, the backseat driver theory.
But this guy was saying that the driver was in on the alien.
Yeah, and supposedly, now the theory that he speculated was that Kennedy was going to reveal our contact with the aliens,
and it would
cause world havoc, and so they had him silenced.
Now, you know, guys, theories like that make the other conspiracy theorists
look tame,
and the other conspiracy theorists can legitimately say, well, there are a lot of nuts out there, but my theory, you know, about the CIA, you know, makes a lot of sense. So I think theorists like that serve a purpose to conspiracy buffs.
I'm sticking with the backseat driver theory so far.
Seriously, when you say mafia, there has to be a couple of subgroups because the mafia is mentioned in a lot of different theories, but always for different reasons. So I'd be interested to hear people if they've heard of any mafia theories. We could make a whole sub list.
Wasn't
of those.
He making life difficult? I mean, wasn't Robert Kennedy of course making life difficult for the mob in America? And perhaps they thought that this would take some of the pressure off. It'd be a way of saying to Robert Kennedy, "Hey, you know, we can touch anybody. If we can get at your brother, we can get at you, and so on and so forth.
I have heard that. There was a bestseller a couple of years ago. Was that
you have it here?
Mafia?
What is this?
No.
What are these books you've brought with you, by the way?
Well, I have. I've done just an afternoon's worth of research. But there is
it's
a new
more
book,
than I did, Andy.
Conspiracies, Cover-Ups, and Crimes, which is sort of by Jonathan Venkin, and it's published and it's recently by Paragon House, and it is sort of just an overall summary of every conspiracy theory that's ever been mentioned, and he doesn't really draw any conclusions, but he sort of has assembled most of them.
Now, you know, the thing I want to point out about conspiracies too, and theories about conspiracies, is that when a guy goes up and shoots ordinary citizens, you know, like AKA Charles Whitman and the Texas Tower, and 16 students he shot, right? No one talks about him being controlled by some outside force or somebody putting him up to it or some other. They say the man was insane. He shot his parents and his wife, and then he went out and started killing people.
Yeah.
I mean, but if he had managed to hit a politician while a politician was walking, you know, if a politician was walking through the schoolyard that day,
right,
we'd have all these theories about, you know, who was behind it.
Right. Yeah, nuts can... nuts can focus on celebrities, like the girl, my sister Pam, or whatever that celebrity was.
That was
and,
so sad.
And they can also focus just as easily on presidents. I mean, John Hinckley is, saw Taxi Driver, fell in love with Jodie Foster, and went out and bought a gun. And
so what we're saying here is really that they have higher aspirations than just firing up a McDonald's or driving their pickup through a cafeteria in Killeen, Texas.
I guess there are nuts out there, but when you're talking about a murder like this, in public, film, grainy sort of film was shot, witnesses all over, witnesses to the autopsy, there's always going to be inconsistencies. I think it's just food for these buffs. I'd love to hear people talk about Jim Garrison. I don't know much about the subject, but we're all going to know about the subject.
Or we're going to know Oliver Stone's take on the subject.
I think once you cast Kevin Costner, the biggest star in America, as a conspiracy theorist, it's sort of it gives a lot of legitimacy to the cause and. I think people are. I don't know how effective the film.
Well, I believe there really was a Robin Hood.
Well, that's, I guess so. That's all.
201-678-7743 is the number here. And when is this thing supposed to be out?
I don't know. It's a Christmas movie. It's a weird choice for a Christmas movie.
Yeah,
it really is.
It's not Beauty and the Beast by Disney, is it?
Yeah,
it's,
no one can say the feel-good movie of 1991. Bring your kids.
If it was animated, that'd be something, with music.
There is...
the animated musical.
Now, I've seen the trailer, and it looks like he's going to hit a lot of bases, and... I'd also be very interested to know if anyone
and who's playing Oswald.
I don't know. They have an unknown playing Oswald, and Clay Shaw obviously will be a character. And there were a couple of other people that Garrison said were involved who died just before the trial.
Oh, okay.
Garrison claimed died mysteriously. Garrison's an interesting character, and
we have him on the phone right now.
That would be great. Put him on.
Hello, Mr. Garrison. Welcome to our airwaves.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. The good things President Kennedy did far outweigh the bad.
Like he slept with all those babes.
Huh?
He slept with all those babes.
Would you say that President Kennedy, does it make sense to you that he was killed to clear the way for the war in Vietnam?
Possible, yeah.
Although he had advisors there, the theory is he had decided against escalation. And they wanted Johnson in.
Yeah. I mean, I just think it's I can join in with the frivolity of the way the subject matter is approached, but...
If you could say it, yes. You could join in.
Okay.
Well, it's hard. Some of these theories are very serious, but then other calls, as you heard the previous call, the guy had the chauffeur from Mars, with a laser gun.
Overzealous UFO buffs.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to... Thanks. Thanks
okay.
for calling.
Bye-bye.
We're going to do a rundown on what we have so far. Hello, let's do a rundown, okay? You with me?
Yeah, okay.
So far, Lone Assassin.
Right. I'm in the
Lee
minority
Harvey Oswald.
Here. I know,
that's,
I know.
That's Andy's favorite.
Yeah, it's a loopy idea.
Secondly, under the heading of government-controlled conspiracies, we have the CIA and, of course, the FBI.
Right.
And then I guess some rogue Secretary. Organization of J. Edgar Hoover's, right?
Or a CIA within the CIA.
Oh, right, the Secret Service, right. Okay, and then we have people who ran the heroin trade in New Orleans. I guess that would include the mob.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
We have
they
the Cuban.
Very angry about Cuba.
We have the Cuban nationalists disappointed over the lack of support in the Bay of Pigs. We have the Cubans themselves, run by Fidel Castro. We have
training in the Everglades.
We have the mafia
training
and all
in the
its
Everglades.
All of its permutations.
Now I've heard a variation of. I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt.
I just want to finish the list. Okay. Overzealous UFO buffs.
Yeah.
And then the backseat driver theory.
The chauffeur turning around.
The chauffeur
around.
Did it. Okay.
The word buff connotes negative. A negative idea about it. It's
what
not
is,
to be taken lightly.
What is the term of choice among?
Like if we said Trekkies, we'd be way off base.
Theorist is probably as general as you can get, but
theorist,
buff is
right.
Lightening it up, and to me, it is not.
So crackpots wouldn't.
Well, I would put myself.
When you consider
in,
that the last 28 years have been very strange for the whole country. The government has definitely changed over the last 30 years or so. The conspiracy theories aren't that far-fetched, and if it was just buffs out there, like, oh, what a hobby, I think, I don't know, it's just a matter of preference. I don't like the word buff, but I don't think I'm the only one. I think there are a lot of serious...
No, you're not. You're in the majority of Americans.
There are those who, like, say, yeah, conspiracy, I understand.
Andy.
Well, I would
Andy.
Call myself, I think I know what you mean, and I would call myself a buff in that I'm interested in the assassination and events surrounding it, but I...
am very skeptical about it. I wouldn't call myself.
You're a skeptical buff.
Well,
I'm a skeptical. Well, I don't know. I mean, we could talk semantics.
He's in the buff as well.
I didn't even call for this reason. But what
would you say?
Who's playing Lee Harvey Oswald?
Oh, please do.
Gary Oldham.
Good choice.
Really? Wow, powerful actor.
Well,
yeah,
tall,
got him and Kevin Costner, so at least the acting will be okay.
Yeah.
I mean, physically a good choice.
And Joe Pesci has a very crucial role as this guy David Ferry, who was moved between the FBI, CIA, and the mob. I mean,
now,
he
Ferry,
was like one guy in between all of them.
Ferry was found dead.
Well, yeah, with a bad rug on, which is what he was known for. He's a very weird guy.
Yeah, weird guy.
And Joe Pesci plays him with a very weird orange wig.
Right.
So it's kind of.
And there was
know,
a there was another.
It'll be a fun movie.
Oh, it sure will. And there was another guy involved who was supposed to be the pilot. The plan was.
Well, Ferry was the pilot.
Oh, Ferry was the pilot.
Well, I thought Ferry was the boat. Wait a minute.
No, Ferry,
Ferry was.
Who was driving?
Ferry was ready to fly Oswald to Mexico.
Well, yeah, but Ferry secretly thought that Oswald wasn't going to make it out of the movie theater. You see, Oswald.
Was it a good movie? What was the problem?
What was the movie? Here, for 30 points.
War is hell.
There you go.
With Audie Murphy?
No, Van Heflin.
Oh.
Now, don't be
Van Halen was in a war movie? I didn't even know
Van
this.
Van Halen's dad.
Okay.
Mr. Van.
That's right. War is hell.
But the fact is that he was going to be a patsy all the way. And Oswald, there are people who thought that Oswald at a certain point felt that he was a man of destiny. He was a poor sucker, and he actually thought that he was about to make history. So he went through with what he had to do and went to the movie theater where they caught him.
Now, do these theories
knew he was going to be there?
Do these theories hold that he was never in the book depository building?
Oh no! He definitely was there.
And he fired a weapon.
He might have even fired a shot.
I see. But Oswald knew that he was going. That he was a fall guy.
I think ultimately, you see, the FBI and the CIA were both in touch with him. The FBI definitely had him down.
And did he kill Officer Tippett?
That's a whole nother ball of wax. There are chapters written on that because Tippett was. There are a lot of inconsistencies about all that.
And what about the rifle? I always hear that this rifle, there's no way that this rifle could have picked a man off at all those yards away.
It was a malfunctioning rifle that you couldn't hit the bolt quick enough.
Uh-huh.
It was just physically impossible.
Now,
there are also theories about the sixth floor, and he was on the second floor. You see, I'm really getting too deeply into this, probably.
I know it hurts my brain when
now,
I think
about this. Would you agree, though, that a conspiracy like that is really difficult to pull off, setting up a guy as a patsy?
Yeah, but face it, 28 years have gone by and they haven't gotten the answer, so don't you think that...
Andy's suggestion is that we have
I would
the answer.
Say that,
we had it all
I would
along.
Say that the two major investigations now, no matter how you feel about the government, the two major investigations that generated millions of pages of testimony and evidence got it right. Were there inconsistencies? Of course, but there are always inconsistencies. No case will ever be proved beyond a shadow of a doubt. What you have to do is prove a case beyond a reasonable doubt.
You have
and
to
I
understand that the conspiracy even reaches into the autopsy.
Now, but aren't you talking about 100 people involved in the conspiracy? I just believe conspiracies by their nature, just from what I've seen of human
nature.
Well,
if you really want to know, Dallas was a turkey shoot when Kennedy came into there. Do you know who else was in Dallas the same day?
Well, Nixon left in the morning.
Nixon and J. Edgar Hoover were both visiting the owner of the Cowboys, the Dallas Cowboys.
Right. Nixon was in town that morning, yes.
And it's just like all these forces were all together, all at the same spot.
Circumstantially, it certainly is interesting. There's no question about it.
And the most damning evidence of what CIA wanted to do supposedly has to do with I don't know the numbers offhand, but there's a report about Vietnam that was changed after Kennedy was assassinated. Johnson pretty much gave them the green light. I think they probably scared Johnson.
Now, have you heard that Johnson had foreknowledge? I've heard this.
Well, yeah, but that's kind of like, you know.
Johnson did it.
Well, Johnson had foreknowledge. There are people.
Johnson was embarrassed,
I think,
beyond belief, though, because it happened in his home state, of course.
Right. But now Johnson was allegedly telling his mistress the day before that soon I won't have to worry about those Kennedy boys. It was reported in one book, and I believe Oliver Stone included that in his movie, but then pulled it, mentioning Johnson as someone involved.
Well, last month's issue of Esquire had a pretty in-depth article about the making of the movie,
right,
and all the theorists that were flocking to Stone.
Right.
And Stone has a letter in the current issue where he refutes a lot of the articles. So I don't know. The jury's out on that, I suppose.
Okay. Well, let me get this other call. Thanks.
Okay, we'll all be there. We'll all be there opening day.
Hello.
Yeah, good evening.
Hi.
I don't know who did the assassination. But I have another thing I can add to it. The guy that spoke about the UFO connection was onto one thing, and the thing I have is that they are trying to suppress the thing that there is life beyond the Earth, because we live in a four-dimensional universe. So part of the three-dimensional cover-up is involved with this, too. In the 50s, late...
The number here is 201-678-7743.
How proud you must be of your listeners.
I really am. That's the guy that I told once before never to call me again.
Oh, I don't know why.
He used to read these limericks all the time. He'd call up and do these really bad limericks. And he thinks I don't recognize his voice, but you can't mistake that voice for anybody else.
He's moved on.
Okay, how are you?
I don't know if this adds to your pool of knowledge, but on the mafia theory,
right?
I remember seeing an interview on TV with somebody who wrote a book, and the theory behind the mafia was that Kennedy's father, who was that, Joe?
Yeah.
Had come into power through mafia ties, and this was, and then he stiffed the mafia, and this was the payback.
That's a good, right, add that to the list.
Oh, okay.
Right, now, so revenge, mafia, it's a mafia revenge rub out.
Mafia, so you can put that under maybe mafia.
But there was no fish found wrapped in paper in the limousine.
Now, that's right. I mean, a mafia rub out is pretty distinctive. You're in the back of a restaurant, a guy steps out of the door, and you're gone. Setting up a patsy and brainwashing him and arranging for him to be eliminated during a prison transfer. It doesn't seem like the mafia MO.
The chauffeur to do it.
There's something I gotta ponder about here, and I always wondered this, and maybe it'll be addressed in Mr. Stone's movie. Why, if Oswald wasn't nabbed right away, what was he doing, like, walking around and going to movies and things? Why didn't he get in a cab and leave town?
Oswald ran back to his rooming house.
Why didn't he run to the airport?
Well, he was supposedly running to Mexico, Most books that I've read seem to think he was running to Mexico, and there was a second Oswald theory about another guy posing as Oswald already in Mexico.
They switched heads.
But Oswald had run back to his rooming house, got his pistol, left the rooming house, and was intercepted by Tippett. There was already a description of him out on the radio. Tippett stopped him,
and he shot Tippett.
And he shot Tippett. There were witnesses to that. And then, running from the Tippett murder, he ran in. He stopped at. A shoe store, looked at the shoe store window for a while, then ran into the movie theater. And the movie theater clerk, or the shoe store clerk, called the police department and said, there's a guy in here acting suspiciously.
Doesn't sound a really smart man. I mean,
we're talking about a 24, or was he 26-year-old? 24-year-old. I think one of life's great losers. And just as all these guys really fit that profile, and not a smart guy, and most of the people that believe he acted alone truly believe he did not expect to survive that day.
Hey, you know what? You said he's one of the truly great losers. That's why I think the man to play him in the movie?
Yeah.
Paul Rubens.
Oh, well, he's used to being embarrassed in movie theater, so he would get that scene.
Yeah, that'd be a great scene.
They'd have to rewrite that scene.
They'd come and get him and he's masturbating.
But it would resurrect his career.
You'll see Paul Rubens in Batman, so the movies are already...
So when they say to him, Mr. Oswald, sequel. You're under arrest, he says, I know you are, but what am I?
Or his line would be, his line would be, just give me 45 more seconds here.
Okay.
Then I'll go with you.
Just wait, can I just say one thing? About
no.
That mafia,
what?
The,
yes?
That mafia theory. Where I heard it, it's all in what you were saying about how this way it's being so accepted, all these conspiracy theories, theories are being so accepted. It was that Deborah Norville was interviewing some guy on the Today Show. And the way he was explaining it, she was just like nodding and smiling, like, "Oh yeah, Joe Kennedy was with the mafia. Oh yeah, of course."
No kidding. So she was. Well, I guess you can't expect the most incisive follow-up questioning from Deborah Norville, but it is something to add to the list: a mafia revenge rub out.
Okay, so long.
Thanks. We have the mafia here. I'm doing subheadings of the mafia.
Yeah, I think the mafia is is literally a whole book and perhaps a whole show. It's interesting.
I just don't think that, I think if it was the mafia, and if the Warren Commission had discovered this, why not release that information? Why not do it and be rid of the mafia once and for all? Because can't you imagine the backlash the mafia would have to face, you know?
I guess the theorists would argue that the mafia was under contract to the CIA. And I think there is some evidence of that they were approached and used in, you know, anti-Castro sort of things perhaps, and
exploding cigars.
I don't know. It's an area I don't know. But I guess that question would be answered. The government
wouldn't want its contacts with the mafia made public.
Okay, we got a call here. Hello, welcome to the air.
He's right about that, too. They wouldn't want that contact known. However, on the Warren Commission, did you see who was on the Warren Commission?
Mr. Warren.
Well, a lot of people.
Easy.
Gerald Ford, Earl Warren.
Try Alan Dulles and John McCloy, who had been fired as CIA director by Kennedy.
That's right.
Good.
That's right.
You know, that's a good percentage of a committee there.
You're saying they weren't loyalists. They weren't loyal to Kennedy.
They're loyal to the company, as we call it.
You notice he said, as we call it, Andy?
So it's a CIA. So that would be, that would fall under the CIA.
Well, they controlled the whole thing. They controlled so many aspects of it.
The idea of getting Earl Warren to head it, I'm just playing devil's advocate, the idea of getting Earl Warren to head it, Justice Earl Warren, is that there was no one more respected by all parties in America than
pretty much
Justice Earl Warren.
Kind of a figurehead
Of a figurehead guy. And
who was the main investigator for the thing, and he's come back recently, but Arlen Specter.
You know,
the one who
came
up with the single bullet theory.
Now, there was a second investigation by the House in the 70s.
Which accepted a conspiracy.
Well, they ended the investigation saying a lone gunman, and then after the investigation closed, they said, you know what, we have this tape. I don't know if you remember this.
The audio tape.
Right. With extra bullets.
The motorcycle.
And they said, we can't close the book completely yet because of this tape. We're going to send this tape for further studies. And according to this book, those studies came back very inconclusive, and they said that didn't prove anything one way or the other. But it was, for a while, the most interesting audio tape to listen to.
We used to play it here all the time.
Yeah, it was a
3-minute version.
It was a cop's radio,
radio. Motorcycle radio that was left open.
And you heard four shots.
Four shots.
Yeah.
Somebody should play Steinsky at this point, doing the motorcade sped on.
I don't know that one.
Check it out. It's like taking all of the Walter Cronkite.
You're going to tell me 5 minutes before the end of my show?
Well,
Andy's going to have to play that on his show Wednesday.
Okay. But it's like one of those things that people usually call up and say it's in bad taste when it's played. So it's kind of like...
Oh, do they really?
Hey, this whole show is in bad taste. My life is in bad taste.
The Mafia connection, it's interesting that they mentioned Joe Kennedy, but the Mafia connection... there's so much to that, too, because Bobby Kennedy was not persecuting, but Jimmy Hoffa.
Right.
And he was constantly trying to prove La Cosa Nostra with Joe Valachi. There's a lot of stuff coming out then, too.
But there are always government officials after the mob, and the mob now more than ever is on the run. I could say
a lot of bad things about Italian-Americans. I have some Italian in me because I am allowed to say that. I could say a lot of bad things about the mafia, but I don't think that they're stupid enough to want to kill the head of the greatest, the greatest nation in the world. Don't you think that there'd be some mafia guy sitting around there going, this would bring a little too much heat on us.
But everybody,
we want to continue with what we're doing. If we kill Kennedy and it gets out.
No, but
they wanted Havana back.
But the answer to that is exactly, it was the CIA running the mob as they would run
their
operation. They wanted to turn Havana right back to them if they got it back. I mean, it was...
Now, the other theory, the counter theory I heard to this whole thing, and you hear variations on everything, is that... That the Cuban exiles in Florida were furious with Kennedy because he was making overtures to Castro, offering a peace.
Well, you know what? The theory goes beyond that the missile crisis.
Yeah.
Khrushchev was willing to back out if Kennedy got off the Castro thing. And that's why we won that, because of negotiation. That Kennedy promised, okay, we'll take the CIA off the case. The CIA, in turn, started looking at Vietnam.
We got to go because we got two other people here who want to get their suggestions in before we're gone.
Good enough.
It's 5 minutes left on this program. You're listening to WFMU of Solid College, East Orange Aerial View. Welcome to the air with me, Christine, and Andy Breckman.
Does that mean I'm on the air?
Yes, it does.
Oh, I had no idea. I was just calling to try to find Ken Katkin.
Okay. He's not here, though. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yes, good afternoon. I'd like to give you a little more plausible connection between Oswald and Organon.
It's him again. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yes, hello. Has anyone suggested J. Edgar Hoover? Hoover was very much, he hated the Kennedys. And he'd compiled a lot of information on them.
And he was an incredibly powerful man at that time.
He certainly
at that time
was.
In America, he was like arguably the most powerful man below Kennedy.
Definitely. So I'd say that any conspiracy would have certainly had to involve the FBI, along with the CIA and the mafia elements. I think that's pretty much...
He's bringing it all together, and the aliens. Get them all in
now,
there.
Now,
and
now,
the Cuban nationalists.
Now, if we add the FBI from, you know, a personal sort of Hoover grudge from the FBI to the list, I'm curious. There are now... Your list is now almost 15 theories long, and which of these has... they all can't be right. Some of them are contradictory. Which has the most evidence to support it?
I think it was they all got together, all of these people, and said, "Hey, look, we got a common interest. We all want him dead. Let's nominate one guy." You know, they probably had like a beauty pageant sort of thing where
and
they just
Oswald,
had
Oswald won.
He won the pageant. Uh-huh. He got the sash and the trophy and got to wear the crown. And then they it'd be awfully crowded up in that room.
My argument is, you know, the room where the conspiracy was hatched had 20 guys in it. One of those guys would have been, by now, on Geraldo. It was my argument.
Okay, because you mentioned this to me earlier, that if 20 guys were involved in a conspiracy, one of them would eventually have to make it to Geraldo.
Right, and if your answer to that is, well, of course, they'd kill that guy before he got to Geraldo, my response is, okay, the hit squad that killed that guy, you've just added 5 names to your conspiracy list.
Oh, man.
Don't forget that there's information locked up by Congress to like 2035 or something like that, which they found, I think, in the 70s during investigations.
Yeah,
which
some of that,
have
a lot
been
of that
sealed.
Was,
we can't get
of,
that information.
But a lot
from
of that did
yet.
Come out, like the autopsy pictures, which we now see, and I'm afraid we will see all over the TV.
But there still is a lot of information, none of which we have any idea what is, locked up by Congress to. Way into the
and that, just, that I, adds fuel to my fire, which is like, you know, along with the lone nut, is that I only have 2 theories on who killed JFK. Thanks for calling.
One is that Lee Harvey Oswald did it and acted alone. The other one is that J. Edgar Hoover somehow masterminded it.
Right.
And those are my only 2 theories. Now, adding fuel to my second theory is the fact that a lot of this stuff was sealed until the year 2035. And I think it was sealed because it's damaging to this country. It's damaging to who we are as a people, to what we think about ourselves, to think that something from within eliminated one of the most popular presidents of all time.
Well, I guess that's something that we'll have to wait, and we'll do a follow-up show in 2035 and see. J. Edgar Hoover, if I was J. Edgar Hoover and I was thinking about this operation in Dallas, I would hope one of my aides would say, J, or whatever his name is, Mr. Hoover, you know, he's up for re-election next year. There are ways to get him, there are ways to blow him out of the water politically. You don't have to run this operation. You can, we can eliminate him politically. We can destroy his career politically.
We have pictures of Marilyn.
Well, or whatever.
Right.
Anyway, I'm still skeptical, but it always is interesting, and on today of all day.
Let's take one last call, then we got to go.
Bill Berger's next. Hi.
Yes, hello. Yeah. I called a little earlier. I was cut off, I think, unintentionally. But
the Bill Berger Show follows the Hip Bone. I'm sorry, the William Berger Show. The Hip Bone program follows with Bill's special guest, King Kong, and Bill should be downstairs as we speak. Bill? Bill? Hello? Well, we have to... Yeah, you're there. Okay, good. You are there, right? Yes. Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Okay. So we should transfer power at this time, right? Okay. special guest King Kong playing this evening at Maxwell's with the Unsane and the John Spencer Blues Explosion and indulging themselves in conspiracy theories from the stage. Bill? It's all in your hands now. Yeah, I want to say goodbye to Andy Breckman. Thanks, Andy. Listen to Andy's show on
again,
Wednesday.
My pleasure. Thank
at
you.
At 6 p.m. Thanks, Bill.
I thought that was good.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
That was a good show. Boy, you really had that guy. You have that guy that has your number, yeah.
That nut.